Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
24 hours later, it's a different conversation. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks for joining us here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Tune in and also on ESPN2 and ESPNU. J. Will fresh back from vacation. We got Harry Douglas in for the first hour. I'm Freddie Coleman. Boys, what's going on in this Tuesday other than, as I like to say, the name of the show today is This Is Worse Than We Feared when it comes to the injury and LeBron James.
Harry, I'm going to tell you right now, Freddie, coming back 75-degree weather at 80-degree outside, toes out in the sand, Harry, digging into the sand. You know what I mean? Yeah. Going purifying myself in the lakes of the Caribbean. And I come back to 6 inches of snow.
See,
this is how y'all welcome me back?
Wait a minute, you brought this. We didn't welcome you back with this.
I was just trying to get back yesterday. That's a whole other story, Harry.
It is.
How's ATL, Harry?
Well, for me, guys, you know, the high, I think today is going to be 76 here.
You know
what? We hit the 80s,
I think, within the last two or three days. So it's feeling
good
lovely
Lord.
Here in Atlanta.
Oh, Harry, congratulations on Quinn Snyder, your new head coach for your Hawks. Congratulations.
You. We'll Trey Young, you up?
Yeah, we can see Trey Young can run another coach out of there.
Murray, you may be up to stay. just throwing it out there. Little sprinkles for you, Harry.
We're just saying, Harry, just pointing things out that have become factual and actual when it comes to that. Speaking of factual and actual, when we were on the show yesterday, Jay, you were out, like you mentioned, coming back from vacation, and Key and I were doing the show. And when you hear a guy say, "I heard it pop," that was alarming. But we're thinking, okay, he heard it, being careful, being discreet, everything, whatever that is. But then in the press conference afterwards, he sounded like a guy that knew his body. But no one thought that this would be a weeks upon weeks injury, the foot injury that LeBron James suffered on Sunday in their comeback win versus Dallas.
So I'm 6'2", a buck 95. I've snapped my third metatarsal in my left foot. So, and I heard it pop. So when you hear it pop as a guard who's lighter, you're like, man, that's a big thing, because as much as you're on the perimeter, you need that. For a guy like LeBron James, who's 6'9", 250, 260, with the way he moves, hearing it pop, like that's not a great sign for anybody. Because as an athlete, you automatically know, like, there's something, like, for the much thrust as I need and how I play, Harry, and you already heard LeBron talk. This has been an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. This isn't new. We were talking about this before the All-Star break, about the load, him playing 41, 42 minutes per night. People saying at 38 years old, why are you playing the most minutes of your Lakers career in these last 2 years? And I get you're making a push, but this has always been the question, Harry. Are we asking too much of LeBron James at this stage of his career, even though he's putting up historic numbers and he can do it, but he should be at 30 minutes, 31 minutes per night instead of 36, 37?
And Jay, I think that's the simple fact of, you know, Anthony Davis hasn't been healthy. Anthony Davis hasn't been everything that they hoped for when they made this trade for him years ago. Now, granted, they got a championship in the bubble, and AD was phenomenal then, but there's been a lot of question marks since that time, and injuries have plagued the Los Angeles Lakers for numerous of years because of the injury bug has gotten the best of them. But I would say, Jay, I understand exactly what you're talking about. My last year here in Atlanta, 2014, I felt my foot pop, and I had a Liz Frank injury, but I didn't tear it. But my metatarsals had to get worked out every single day in rehab. Right. And it was such a nagging injury that whenever I walked on sand or uneven surface, it just felt terrible. And I had to have special orthotics. Just recently, a year and a half ago, I took the special orthotics out of all my shoes. And this injury happened in 2014.
Wow. Either way, by the Harry Douglas, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, or Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Going back to the sound, for those who didn't hear this, this is what LeBron James said when the injury happened in the third quarter in their comeback win versus Dallas on Sunday.
LeBron James is holding his right lower foot area. It's not good news for the Lakers.
He said it twice. I heard it pop. I heard it pop. Twice. When a guy says that, and you guys know this, Harry, you play in the NFL, Jay, where you play in the NBA, people don't realize how athletes know their bodies. They're not just out there just running around being gifted. When something is right, they say, hey, I'm 100. when something is wrong, hey, I know what's going on there. And even hearing him yesterday after saying that, and then hearing the press conference where he just sounded worn, he knew exactly that this was going to be a lot worse, and he didn't want to let it on, and the Lakers didn't want to let it on. So now the question becomes, more than ever before, what are they going to have to do in the future when it comes to LeBron James? Because as much of a Superman, Jay Will, that he has been, you can't expect him to do that in his 21st season in the NBA, even though, for my money, he's the greatest athlete that's ever played in the NBA.
Okay, so this is like a Monday morning for me, even though it's Tuesday, because I'm actually coming back my first day on the job, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer, Harry, but like, I didn't see the Lakers really contending anyway with a healthy LeBron James. I saw them making a push realistically for the 6th seed, considering they're about a game and a half out of the 6th seed spot, right? With 20-plus games barely to go in the season. When people always say, well, you know, Jay, it's the halfway mark. I'm like, actually, All-Star game is not the halfway mark. It's the 75% mark, okay? So you got 25 games left. So now you're telling me LeBron James is going to miss several weeks. That takes you all the way into almost the end of March before he's coming back. It leaves you about a week and a half of the regular season. Mm-hmm. So for me, I see, and D'Lo's being out too with his injury, I see this being the Lakers' season. And everybody's going to shift the focus to AD, which I get. AD's averaging 28 points per game, 10 rebounds, and 50% shooting when LeBron James is not there. But are we realistically, Harry, going to think that Anthony Davis, with the injuries he's had throughout the course of his career, with how we've seen him not be durable, even though you add some different pieces, that we're going to expect AD, Anthony Davis, and I love him as a talent, to carry the load to all of a sudden get the Lakers to a 7th or 8th seed? Like, I don't see that being realistic, and you could take that for a disrespect with Anthony Davis. I'm sorry. It's just how I think about Anthony Davis at this stage of his career, not having LeBron James and D'Lo on the court.
But CJ, I don't even think it's disrespect. I think it's basically the proof in the pudding and what our eyes have told us and what history has told us with Anthony Davis these last few years since he's been a Los Angeles Laker. If it's one person that I'm not putting any money on or betting on to drive the force, it's going to be Anthony Davis. Because what he showed us is that we can't count on him. It's one of the main reasons why LeBron James has been in the situations that he's been in. Because he hasn't been able to be healthy. He hasn't been able to be that driving force like we've seen in the bubble when they went on their championship run. And I would even say this, Jay, because I do believe the Lakers had an opportunity to get that sixth seed because they were only 2.5 games out of it, right? Mm-hmm. That's not a big margin by any means necessary. If they would have went into the playoffs with everyone healthy, if they're able to make it with everyone healthy, if they match, I think it's all about matchups. They may be able to win a first round matchup, maybe. But after that, I don't see anything happening after that. Not what how the rest of the teams are built in the Western Conference. I just don't see it.
But look, HC, like, here's the drama that I love about the NBA. How many times have we said over the past several years, if everyone were healthy? I could have tacked that onto so many. I could have tacked that onto the Brooklyn Nets.
Keep going.
I could have tacked that onto the Lakers.
Come on now.
I could have tacked that onto my Chicago Bulls.
Come on now.
There's a reason why Jokic is about to get his third MVP. The dude is durable.
Yes.
Like, we always talk about, like, we get mad, like, well, these players aren't available. I'm like, well, that dude's available every single night. He's playing. Okay, that gets rewarded. And also, it brings up this question. How many times are we going to look at bigs as being the driving force to winning championships? I don't know if that's where the game is. Okay. Like, I know Jokic, but Jokic isn't like he's not an Anthony Davis big, right?
He's a different big.
He's averaging a triple-double. He's a passer. He's a facilitator. Guy has polo shots where he's rebounding the ball with one hand, not bringing it down.
Basketball
the ball
IQ
up.
Is high as I don't know what.
It's different, right? Like Joel Embiid, he's not a traditional big. I know he's more so on the perimeter, but you're still like, all right, James Harden is the driver on that team because he needs to be big in those big situations. Or Tyrese Maxey, even though you expect that from him. And I'm looking at AD the same way. I'm like, yo, AD is not the guy bringing the ball down the court, getting him in their offense. He might give you 28, but is it a momentum like 28 or 35?
It's not Giannis.
No, it's not.
It's not Giannis.
It's not because those guys have guard-like skills. Mm-hmm. Right, where AD is more like, I need the ball in certain spots to be effective.
One thing with the Lakers, and this cannot be disputed, when people want them to win, this is worse than we feared. Like I mentioned to kick off the show today, because how much of the conversation before we found about this injury was, and Key said it yesterday, well, if they get into the playoffs, they got a playing game, they're going to hurt someone's feelings. And everybody always wants this franchise to matter, and I get it. It's just like the Cowboys in the NFL. It's just like Texas football and college football. It's just like Duke and North Carolina college basketball. Everybody tries to have the narrative that the league is better when the Lakers are competing, when the Lakers are being a championship worthy. It hasn't really been like that other than the bubble for the Los Angeles Lakers, even before LeBron James got there. So I clearly understand why a lot of people are feeling some sort of way today, and now all of a sudden people putting pressure on Anthony Davis. But Jay and Harry, you guys said it perfectly. This has been the Lakers. Think about it. They've always been injury prone ever since LeBron has gotten there, whether it's been him, whether it's been Anthony Davis or other players. For whatever reason, maybe they got bad voodoo, bad Gatorade, whatever that is. But this has been par for the course of the Los Angeles Lakers. And so for anybody to have any kind of outsized expectations, it says a lot more about what they want the Lakers to be more than what it really is.
I'm
going to say this really quick. That's why I don't understand why people got upset about my comment when I said if you take away that bubble championship for the Lakers, it has been a disaster since LeBron has gotten there. I don't know why people took that out of context.
Well, I mean, your context is correct. But at the same time, right, like relevancy matters.
Absolutely. They're always going to be relevant.
It's like we're talking about the Lakers as one relevant brand, and we're not even adding in the addition of LeBron James as the most relevant brand in the NBA, maybe all sports today, right, along with other quarterbacks. So those together, I mean, you're sitting there saying in LeBron James' first 15 seasons, he's missed 71 games. In his last five seasons with the Lakers, he's missed 98, right? So the whole thing for Rob Pelinka has been, who are you surrounding him with youthful talent-wise to keep him knocking at the door when he's having these historic seasons?
Sure.
So this always comes back to not so much LeBron James to me, but to management and Rob Pelinka and how they've lacked to put the tools around LeBron to help win the championship.
Great stuff by Jay Williams and Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us. And Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. And now LeBron's going to have a foot injury that's going to keep him out for weeks. What's the likelihood he may not get another championship? Hit us up with that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Anthony Davis, Jay Will, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman going to say, what you going to do now, Mr. Street Clothes is what they called you.
Man.
Mr. Straw Man, called you. Now you got to be the man. Can you handle that? We'll find out next. This is Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
LeBron James is holding his right lower foot area.
ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski reporting LeBron James is feared to be out several weeks.
If they make the play-in tournament, could they be a dangerous first-round opponent? Sure, if LeBron's healthy and if Anthony Davis is healthy. Unfortunately, those two guys aren't healthy together very often.
How's your right ankle?
It's a little sore.
Not saying that totally sinks the Lakers' chances, but it sure doesn't help them.
Are we playing Shabba Ranks on network radio in the morning?
Oh. It's all Jay's fault, man.
Wow. Don't make put the hands behind the head, Harry.
Now you got Jay digging his toes in the sand in Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh, give me a pina colada. This game is over.
Look at these two.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey.
Booyaka, booyaka.
I think we'll be okay, but on, I'm Freddie. Still not sure.
Come on, Harry. No, so you be in the club sweating?
I think you two are doing
hot
enough for me.
The community. Like, I don't care. What?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max doing a little ting-a-ling-a-ling. Na-na-na-na-ning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, Lord. ESPN2 and ESPNU with Jay Williams and Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Now that we're calming these guys down, as far as that goes, although I don't think that's going to be the case, the question now becomes, with LeBron James out, the foot injury, Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA Insider, says it's going to be weeks before we see him back in a basketball court. By the way, the NBA regular season ends on April 9th, so there are no guarantees he'll be back before the end of the regular season. And now all of a sudden the pressure, not just, I don't want to use the word pressure. I hate that word, but it's accurate here. When it comes to Anthony Davis, he has to be the dude. He hasn't been the dude since he was in New Orleans, Jay. And
so
he
wait, let me ask you about pressure real quick, Freddie.
All right.
If Anthony Davis doesn't get the Lakers to the playoffs,
okay,
without D'Lo and without LeBron,
okay,
are you going to look at Anthony Davis differently this offseason?
No, I'm not going to look at him differently.
So like,
That's why I don't like to use the word pressure.
Yeah, like the natural thing is like, well, Anthony – I think everybody out there who's listening to our show, if you spoil sports, you're like, Anthony Davis, how many times have we said this? Top five talent.
All the time.
Top five talent. We're just wondering whether he could be that guy that gets you there. But everything has proven that he's a great additional piece, I think, to a championship team.
Okay.
I don't see him being the driving force.
Harry, what about you?
He better dig the hell deep then. Like, he's up. He's up. And I get it, Jay. I get it. But he's up. The king is down. The king is down. When they brought you over to L.A., you were supposed to take all that pressure off LeBron. It was supposed to be you becoming the guy. Now it's the time for you to become the guy and be the guy. So you're up, in my eyes, along with everyone else on that team. Everyone else has to rise their play tremendously now.
This is where we're going to dig deep into the trenches, because you got family of hoopers. Yep. Like you and I, we talk football, we talk basketball all the time. Random text messages, not even when we're on the show. You own the L.A. Lakers. You are a genie bus, all right? LeBron James is like, you know what? You know what, Harry? My time here is done. I can't. Bronny's coming to the league. Mm-hmm. He's going to get drafted by Charlotte. I'm going to go play and finish my career with Michael Jordan. Hypothetically, throwing it out there, right? Are you going to look at Anthony Davis, Harry Douglas, and be like, that's who I'm starting my franchise with? Are you telling me on national TV right now,
savage,
on February 28th, that Harry Douglas will say, you know what, Anthony Davis is where I'm starting my franchise with after LeBron James leaves?
Oh, Jay, that's a different conversation.
I'm asking you. So like,
you know my answer. My answer is going to be no.
Thank you. So like, why are you even expecting Anthony Davis to be that driving force? Because you know it's not there.
You know why he expects it?
Because he's the next result right now.
Right. And he's the only one I look at on this team,
and he's the only one that can do it if it's possible. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but I'm not making excuses for AD. I'm just letting everybody know what time it really is with Anthony Davis. What makes LeBron, what makes Giannis, what makes Jokic to a degree, because he handles the rock so much, all makes these guys initiate offense. That's what makes them so different. Mm-hmm. You'll see Giannis take a rebound, two dribbles down the court, bang, bang, plays happening. Nobody's stopping him at the rim. You're seeing Jokic get rebounds, loft passes, bringing the ball up, making crazy passes. LeBron James initiate. AD doesn't initiate anything. He needs somebody to initiate the offense for him. So as I do think he can give you big numbers, 28, 30 points a night, it feels like the impact that he has on the game is less than what you would see from a Giannis, LeBron James, or Jokic.
I'm going to count.
Y'all know what I want to see, though?
What do you want to see, Harry?
I'm waiting for this game. It's tonight, right, against the Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, they play tonight. Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about a top six defensive team in the NBA, right? I want to see the mindset of Anthony Davis coming out into this game tonight. That's what I really want to see. That's going to tell me everything I need to know about the Lakers moving forward.
The trampoline off of that. We saw that mindset in the third and fourth quarter on Sunday, because he was treating the Dallas Mavericks, to use Shaquille O'Neal's term, like barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody they threw at him, he was giving them the three-piece combo with the fixings, and there wasn't anything he can do about it. And that was something that we mentioned yesterday. It wasn't just that he had the points of 30 and 17. It was the attitude of both ends of the floor. It was as if he said, oh, LeBron's injured. I got to step up and be that guy. And he did. They couldn't get the ball to the rim. They couldn't guard him, and he wasn't having it. If you see that kind of Anthony Davis, and you don't have to see it all the time, but you got to see it more than what we're thinking right now. If we see that kind of Anthony Davis, then maybe, just maybe, they can survive a little bit and find their way into the playoffs. If we don't see that kind of Anthony Davis that we saw in that third and fourth quarter, where he said, I'm the biggest, baddest boy in this jungle, there's not a damn thing you guys can do about it. If we see that kind of Anthony Davis, then we'll see exactly what kind of impact, potentially, that he can have on the Lakers, because now he's going to be the dude.
You are talking about the game where LeBron had 26 and 8 in 37 minutes. That game Sunday, against Dallas? Mm, that game? Once again, who initiates the offense?
I get it. I hear you.
I'm not saying that AD can't put up prolific numbers. Please, I think AD has all the talent in the world. There's just certain players, like Steph Curry's this player, Harry. There's certain players that when they get going, the rest of the team feeds off that.
And it weakens the other team a little bit.
There's like a momentum where everybody feels like this push, like, oh, damn, here it comes. There's a fear factor. There's no fear factor with Anthony Davis for me as a former player. Like, I know what the production is, but I don't feel like that's going to give me a momentum of points that's going to lead the Lakers on a 30-0 run.
And Jay, you do have a point. And I'm going to say this because when you look at the Lakers, right, and you look at their next eight games, well, four of those games are against top nine defensive teams. And when you do have a LeBron James on the basketball court, it takes a lot of attention away from you. And you may get one-on-ones per se more so than a lot of other teams because who LeBron James is and the attention he's going to, you know, to demand. So that's why now, for me, Dennis Schroeder and whenever D'Lo come back, the point guards per se, it's going to be on those guys to be able to get Anthony Davis that basketball in his spots where he needed, because he's going to have to take way more shots than he did, I think, this entire season, averaging in moving forward without LeBron James.
Just think about what we're doing right now, guys. So most of the time when superstars go down, right, when Kyrie Irving goes down, all right, Kevin Durant, yeah, it's one-man show. Like KD almost single-handedly beat Milwaukee a couple of years ago.
If his shoe size was different.
Right? Well, we asked of certain superstars. Okay. But like what we're saying with AD, you don't feel that same kind of steam, that same kind of momentum. Like all of a sudden we expect Anthony Davis to carry the load. Some people will throw it out, but then your natural reaction is,
right. Right. But that's why I said.
What is it, Jay?
But that's why he wasn't in the third and fourth quarter. It wasn't just the points and rebounds. It was the impact. He controlled both things. That's what I'm saying. If we see that one, I'm with you guys. I want to see if he's actually going to be able to do that, because he's used to being the Robin to the Batman since he got to Los Angeles. But now he's the leader of the Justice League when it comes to Anthony Davis. He's Superman and leading Wonder Woman, Batman into the fire against everybody else. Can he do that? And that question is very valid because we haven't seen it from Anthony Davis because he hasn't needed to do it.
Who on his roster is from the Justice League, though?
You got to
turn him into those people?
Exactly.
You
always talk about LeBron doing that and having that impact.
Well, I look at LeBron and Giannis and Kevin Durant very differently than I look at Anthony Davis.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If they're going to do that, then Anthony Davis has to be that guy.
I am done with putting Anthony Davis on that level.
Okay.
And it's not like Anthony, you know, we had Charles Barkley talk about what does KD need to do to get on Kobe Bryant or LeBron James level. Mm-hmm. Like I am not, Anthony Davis as a talent is talented, but I'm not putting him on the same level as LeBron James or Kevin Durant or Giannis.
Neither am I.
I'm not.
But if he does that for the rest of the regular season, we'll see what the reaction is going to be, what kind of impact he's going to have.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Are you putting a bet that he is going to do
that? No.
Okay.
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying if we see that Anthony Davis that we saw in the third and fourth quarter, and guys rally around him, then maybe. It's still a maybe when it comes to Anthony Davis doing that because he hasn't had to do it, and they haven't needed him to do it with the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, I don't think we need to change that as part of his DNA when it comes to Anthony Davis. Jay Williams, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together, and Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and ESPN2 and ESPNU. Your calls on LeBron James when it comes to the impact of his foot injury on the Lakers and their playoff chances. And has the LeBron experiment in Los Angeles been a failure? We'll see what you have to say at 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I didn't see the Lakers really contending anyway with a healthy LeBron James. I saw them making a push realistically for the sixth seed. So now you're telling me LeBron James is going to miss several weeks. I see this being the Lakers season. And everybody's going to shift the focus to AD, which I get. But are we realistically going to expect Anthony Davis to all of a sudden get the Lakers to a seventh or eighth seed? Here they come. Here they come, yo. Here they come. Who's the black sheep? Woo!
Keep flowing.
Come on, man.
Do your thing.
It's classic right here.
Oh, absolutely. Dressed over the black sheep.
Who's the black sheep?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You got Jay Williams, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman today on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN 2 and ESPNU. We're going to get to your calls about LeBron James's injury. Foot injury, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider, that's going to keep him out for weeks. And now what? When Anthony Davis now has to take that center stage, we'll see what you have to say at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And Jay, I'll start with you. A person who shall remain nameless, Harry Douglas, said that the LeBron James L.A. Lakers experiment has been a failure. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Harry, before I give you my thought, can you define what do you perceive as failure?
Yeah, explain yourself, young
man. Well, first, I'm saying it from a standpoint in, you know, LeBron James as an individual, right? We talk about him a lot in the conversation with Michael Jordan as being the GOAT. So when the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, got LeBron James on their roster, if you was to tell me in 5 years they would miss the playoffs, win an NBA championship, have an early first-round exit, miss the playoffs, and then right now being a 13 seed, I would kind of frown. Because when I think about LeBron James and I think about his history and him being able to go to, you know, is it 9 or 10 NBA finals? Winning four of those, that's why I say that. You look at the injury history of LeBron since he's been in L.A. You look at the injury history of his running mate and Anthony Davis. That's why I say those things.
See, I think badly missing the mark is how I would put it. I wouldn't call it a failure, Harry, because I think if I were to take a poll from every owner in the NBA and I told them, hey, one out of every 5 years you're going to win a chip, I think all of them would sign up for that. Now, I know that the expectation is that they were going to be in championship game. But it still feels like, you know, you win one, even though it was in the bubble, it takes away a little bit of the pain. It doesn't make it, you know, just, it wipes away everything. But, like, I'm looking at teams I would say are failures, like the Brooklyn Nets with James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie. That, to me, felt like a failure. Like, if Philly gets bounced again in the second round, you're like, yo, that to me feels like a failure. Obviously, LeBron James and these guys missing the playoffs for 2 years in a row. Like, I think that is not good for Laker Nation. Also, with LeBron James having a historic season. But I still don't know if I would call it a complete failure when you won a chip several years ago. You know?
I would say this. When you look at the Brooklyn Nets and you look at a Kyrie Irving, you look at a Kevin Durant, we're not talking about those guys being compared to Michael Jordan. By any means. So when I look at a LeBron James, and you just brought up, right, he is now the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. You know how crazy that would be if he don't make the playoffs after getting the record and being the all-time leading leader in points in the National Basketball Association? Think about that. And then if they don't, that would be 3 years in the 5 years that he's been there that they haven't made the playoffs. And one of those years, they had a first-round exit. So that's why I say that, and it's more so on the side of disaster to me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like that word. I think disaster kind of like
Because that's the term I originally used was it's been a disaster since he got to L.A. And I understand the one championship. But when you talk about LeBron's standards, and I know his standards because my brother played with him on that 2014 team that lost to the Spurs in the NBA Finals. I know the standard of LeBron James. I know his mindset.
So, Harry, you know, the last 3 years for Anthony Davis, 36 games, 40 games, 37 games this year. So, like, the sidekick there, I'm not sitting up here trying to make excuses for LeBron James at all. What I'm trying to tell people, though, is that I look at LeBron James at this stage of his career very differently than I look at LeBron James at the stage of his career when he was in Cleveland, who had the energy to endure and sustain carrying a team to the NBA Finals with guys like Boobie Gibson or Matthew Dellavedova, right?
Was it
like,
Jonas Ilgauskas?
Those type of teams. Like, the load that LeBron James is able to carry at this stage of his career, the whole reason he signed up with Anthony Davis is because the whole premise of this experiment was, hey, the torch is yours. Mm-hmm. The same way D-Wade was like, Bron, the torch is yours. Take it. My ass needs you to take it, Bron. I need you to I can still do it. I can't do it at the stage I was doing it when I was 30 years old is the way that we're looking at Anthony Davis. And what I'm trying to tell everybody today on February 28th, I know this argument has been going on for a while. LeBron James is him, okay? Giannis is him. Kevin Durant is him. Anthony Davis is not him.
You say Anthony Davis is more dim?
That's not disrespect.
He's more dim than him.
Yeah, but that plays a part in this, man.
That's like, part of the reasons why I say it's been a disaster because Anthony Davis hasn't been able to beat him, to be him.
But we should have known this in a way because Anthony Davis was never fully healthy all the time with the New Orleans Pelicans. They were hoping that when he gets here, he won't have to carry as much. LeBron will have to carry as much. Even if they have an injury here or there, it's not going to be debilitating enough to the Lakers. Well, we've seen that. And if one's been injured, the other's been injured, or both have been injured at the same time when it comes to the Lakers. I'm not going to use the word failure, disaster. It has been what it's been because they're older players. And at a certain point, father time and mother nature are going to win.
Can I just explain what I mean by not him? Because some people...
Oh, no, I get it.
Well, now you're out here trying to throw shade on Anthony Davis
no,
and all that stuff.
No,
you're calling a spade a spade, Jay.
Exactly. But
Thank you.
HD, it's like, yo, LeBron James, single-handedly, I've watched this dude, like, transform franchise. Like, he's transformed franchises. Like, Giannis has transformed the franchise of the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, KD has, like, to a degree, like, even going to Golden State, but, like, Brooklyn to an extent, right?
Transformed Oklahoma City. Look what he made them
Oklahoma
matter.
Center, right? Yep. So it's like you're sitting there saying, okay, now with LeBron James out, can AD realistically transform this franchise to get them to a sixth seed? And I'm saying, what signs of transformation have you seen over the course of his career from AD that would make you believe that? Just because the media tells you he should do that doesn't mean that we need to have that expectation.
Yeah,
that's not what it really is. They could tell me it's gonna be nice on a Tuesday, but as we always know, Alan Sharpton Yates, it's always gonna rain, or we're gonna get some kind of precipitation on Tuesday.
It's not. It happens almost every Tuesday.
Stop.
Thank
that.
You.
Just
stop.
Over the course of the rest of this year.
Stop Freddy. Starting trouble.
Over the course of the rest of the year.
Alan Sharpton Yates. Stop starting
Alan
trouble.
How much precipitation you
stop
see come on
starting
a Tuesday.
Trouble,
that's what I'm saying, man.
Mr. Participation.
I bet that's Anthony Davis go down tonight. I know that. Oh, he better be out there raining every minute.
Now you're starting trouble, Harry Douglas. Now you're doing that now.
But Harry, we had Dave Kaplan on from Chicago. Right, and we were talking about. And I was like, "Hey guys, you know, around trade deadline, I'm hearing some stuff around AD and why do we want Anthony Davis? Why he literally came on the show and said it. We need to run by the clip. Why would we want that?
And they need him.
Why
Chicago.
Would we want to build a pillar of our franchise around him? And as a fan, look, I get the talent that he brings, but you want some. That's why you know, Jokic. I'll take that.
Okay.
I know I'm going to get that for 60 games, 70 games.
Yeah, the availability, the best ability. We know he's going to be available when it comes to Jokic. That hot ticket brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. With Jay Williams and Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So LeBron's injury impacting the West. What is exactly that is going to look like? We'll tell you that next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
LeBron James is holding his right lower foot area.
ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski reporting LeBron James is feared to be out several weeks.
If they make the play-in tournament, could they be a dangerous first-round opponent? Sure, if LeBron's healthy and if Anthony Davis is healthy. Unfortunately, those two guys aren't healthy together very often.
How's your right ankle?
It's a little sore.
I'm not saying that totally sinks the Lakers' chances, but it sure doesn't help them.
When did Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max become the joint of Bob Marley Tough Gong Radio?
Come on, man. Come on. Just imagine just dancing down the beach, Harry. So you can't tell me nothing in 85-degree weather. Well,
1992, Chaka Demus and Pliers. Taking me back to my days at K104 in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Come on, baby.
Man, they got this goodness. Reggae. They used to have this reggae spot here downtown Atlanta called the Peacock.
Uh-huh.
Man, I used to be in the Peacock.
I bet it was.
Hand behind your head.
Hey, you know it's good when you just start dancing by yourself. You don't need nobody to dance with.
You don't need a partner. You don't need a coordinator.
Like, Jay, why are you leaning up against the wall? Like, what, there's nobody here. I don't know what I'm doing.
Doesn't matter. You know what you're doing because you them and yeah, you him exactly. In that situation. Jay Williams, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2 and ESPNU. Before we talk about LeBron James's injury and how this is going to impact the West, if at all, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mac in Brooklyn, what you got to say, brother?
What up, Mac?
Go ahead, Mac.
I'm here.
Okay, hit it.
Hi, good morning, guys. Love the show. You guys are great. You're awesome. I'm missing Key this morning. Just wanted to say that as it comes to injuries, when it comes to people like LeBron and Giannis and Embiid, these guys are very dominant. They're powerful. And they're aggressive. So, of course, they're driving to the basket more, and their risk of getting injured is obviously higher than someone who's a finesse player who's shooting three-pointers from the outside. As it relates to Anthony Davis and with LeBron being out, yes, of course, you know, it obviously, you know, decreases their chances of getting far into the playoffs. But I have faith, and I'm going to believe that AD will get it done. But I do also want to say that, yes, LeBron do need pieces around him so we can preserve him more and that he can actually, give us another 2-3 years.
Wait, Mac, I want to ask you, what do you mean that you think AD is going to get it done? What does get it done mean in your opinion?
Well, I think he'll show up. I think he, you know, of course, barring any injuries.
There it is, Mac.
Well done, Mac.
I think we'll see that mad, angry AD. He'll get it done. I think he'll step up to the plate.
Okay. Mac in Brooklyn, thank you for the call. That's a lot of faith. And Anthony Davis, and I can't wait to see if that's going to happen because, Jay, you made the point in terms of impacting the West. No one was talking about the Lakers all of a sudden being a top seed, a second or third seed in a loaded Western Conference. They could have maybe hurt someone's feelings, but to ask that of a Lakers team right now that you're just waiting for that next injury to happen, that's a lot of faith in the Lakers.
The Lakers weren't that team to begin with. And I get that we live in a world that it's the purple and gold. And it's like rubbernecking, right? Like, you know, on I-95 on a highway, anybody knows about this, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wait all this time in traffic. And you're like, why am I waiting 30 minutes? And then you get up there, you're like, why am I going 2 miles an hour? I need to see the accident, too. Like, I need to see it. So I'm the one, hold up. That's what we do with the Lakers. It's like, it's an accident that people are rubbernecking now. That's why we're talking about it to this degree. But in reality, this team wasn't constructed to win a championship. Not with this roster, even by the trade deadline. Get in Beasley. Okay, it added 3-point shooting. I hear you. Get in D'Angelo Russell. Okay, like D'Lo spacing. But these weren't pieces that we're now saying the Lakers are going to be a championship. We're talking about them barely making the 7th or 8th seed.
True.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's LeBron James, so we're going to give it its respect.
Right. It's the Lakers. We give them that respect as an organization. I get it.
That's all it is.
I get it.
It's LeBron James breaking the scoring record. Like I said, that was going to be the highlight of the Lakers year this year.
And how many people came back at you on Twitter when you said that?
Well, I don't care what people. I don't even listen to the negative stuff on Twitter.
Good for you.
People come at me regardless. People come at me about what socks I wear. I don't care.
What kind of socks do you have?
Well, I got the nice ones on today. It's warm, though. You know, it's
warm. Certain minds had to know.
You know what I mean? But you feel me, Harry? Like, I'm sitting there looking at LeBron at 6'9", 260. I'm like, man, that ankle injury, like a guy like LeBron doesn't come back from that. Now we're saying, hey, a guy who is 6'10", 254 in Anthony Davis, now we're going to increase your amount of possessions. Now we're going to increase your usage rate.
Yeah.
What happens when we see us increase Anthony Davis' usage rate? What typically happens, AD?
Listen, I know this. He is up, Jay. He is up. Mac, I heard you. She said, hey, I have faith that Anthony Davis is going to get it done. He's up. He either you're going to show up or you're going to fold. You ain't got but two ways to go for me. There's no in between. Either you're going to show up against the Memphis Grizzlies, in which it's going to be tough because they're a defensive team and they're physical, or you're going to fold.
Okay. I mean, he's going to give you points. He's going to give you points. Yeah, he'll give you double digit rebounds.
He'll give you numbers. Yeah.
But it's not the same.
I would expect him to win.
That's the difference, okay? Anthony Davis showing up doesn't equate to a win. LeBron James shows up, I think that's going to equate to a win.
I agree.
Kevin Durant shows up, okay, maybe win.
Yeah.
Giannis shows up, win.
Right.
AD shows up, it's not the same.
Well, whatever AD shows up, whatever that's going to look like, starting tonight on the road in Memphis, whatever that is going to be a very defining moment at this point in his career. Because you can be that all-star guy and have those numbers and be regarded as one of the 75 greatest players of all time that he was named to that team, part of the 75th anniversary team. But moments define who you are and how you're going to be received. And that's going to be the case now, in my opinion, with Anthony Davis. In New Orleans, it was cute, got in the playoffs. That's not the Lakers. Now they're expecting you to be the guy, Harry and Jay, and can he do it? When people are having that question about that, that doesn't signal anything good regarding that and Anthony Davis now with LeBron James.
So, Harry, we're talking about tonight, the Lakers starting lineup would be Dennis Schroeder, Malik Beasley, Rui Hachimura, Vanderbilt, Anthony Davis. Man, I can tell you from a strategy perspective, I'm going to clog the lane. Dennis Schroeder, you're going to have to score 50 tonight. Malik Beasley, by the way, Yates, I would take that bet. I would take over 4 threes that he makes tonight because they're going to stack the paint.
Oh, it's getting put in for sure.
Yeah, they're going to stack
the under, though. If I'm Malik Beasley, I'm shooting the ball from the logo.
You have to. AD going to see a double team every time he catches the ball. Every single time he catches the ball, there's going to be somebody shading him on that side of the court.
LeBron's injury, does that equal he's done winning titles? That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Are you saying that now?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.